One. I think we've a little bit of a fight on our hands here, lads. Dara Ennis from Rathcoole originally, now living in England, and known to you from The Chase, known as The Menace. Dara Ennis, good afternoon.
Hi, Ray. How's it going?
Ah, you're all friendly. You're all smiley, aren't you?
Yeah, I was taking your name in vain the other day.
So you've a plan, right? What's your plan?
Well, I think it's well past time that we revive Blackboard Jungle.
Right.
There it is. I think that there's a big gap in quiz shows for teenagers, and your show was brilliant, and I think we should bring it back.
Oh, lovely.
But I should host it.
Sorry?
Well, I should host it.
So it's interesting phrasing there. So what you said there was, I think that your show should be brought back, but you should host it. That,
yeah.
Yeah, okay, right. And do you expect me just to stand back and let you go, welcome in to my world, Darren, off you go?
Well, that'd be nice if you would, but if not, we can have a tomb war or something.
Well, definitely we won't have a quiz off because you'd win. There's no doubt about that. But listen, Darren, I agree with you. And not on the presenter choice, but I agree with you that we should bring back something like Blackboard Jungle. There is a dearth of good quiz shows on Irish television.
There is. And I've raised this a bit with people in networks and they're very blasé about it. They say there's no demand for it. And I don't think that that's true. I think people would watch it if we brought them back.
Yeah. Well, looking across the water, and that's where you live and where you work and you're in Wisconsin, the whole thing. They're everywhere, quizzes, aren't they?
Yeah, and they're really popular. They do really well and they're on all day.
Yes, that's the thing though, because they've moved into things like Connect and all that have moved. Is it Connected or Connect?
Only Connect.
They've moved into primetime slots in the evening.
Yeah, so on a Monday, there's like, it's called Quizzy Monday on BBC. There's, you know, there's Mastermind, Only Connect, University Challenge, all in a row. It's an hour and a half of quizzes.
Yeah. Do you understand why they wouldn't do quizzes on Irish television?
I'm not really sure because, like, The Chase does really well. It's a very popular show here.
Yeah.
And I think I get people asking all the time, I'm Irish, why can't I apply to come on? Because you have to be in the nation, you know, to adopt, resident.
Okay, right. Yeah.
But I'm not really sure why. I think if we did a good quiz show on a nice slot, it would actually do brilliantly well and people would watch it and people would like it.
Now I'm not privy to how much programs cost, but I would imagine that something like Blackboard Jungle is cheap enough.
It is. So the prize was brilliant as well, you know, the minibus.
Yeah.
And my brother is a principal of a national school in Nace. And he's told me one of his biggest costs is hiring buses to bring kids to football matches and stuff.
See,
it would help the schools.
Yeah.
It wouldn't cost very much to make. I don't know. Maybe we need to get one of the commissioners from one of the networks on here to have a chat.
Yeah, we do. Because, and the brilliant thing about those, you can do, we used to do four a day. I don't know how many chases you do in a day.
We do three a day.
Three a day. I'll just bring people back to 1997. It ran for, I think, seven seasons and we did over 600 episodes. There are the stats on it. And I just, the first one that came up on YouTube today, I just clipped a bit of it. So the first voice you'll hear is the continuity announcer from 1997 on Network 2.
In just under half an hour, we get fit with the grip. But first on 2, we exercise our minds with Blackboard Jungle. Ah.
Good evening and welcome along to Blackboard Jungle. Our job this evening is to fill the last remaining place in the semi-finals of Group 11. So now let's meet our hopefuls. On my right here, it's the lads from St. Charlotte's College in Tuam. And their team captain is John Murphy. How are you doing, John?
Not so bad, no.
Good. You were here before?
Yeah.
What happened on that occasion?
I were beaten in the first round.
Okay, well maybe you'll have better luck this time. Tell us about school.
And then it went on like that. Yeah. A good wholesome quiz.
Yeah, it is. And the thing about it is, it's not impossible. People at home can join in.
Yes.
And that's the main thing. If you make it too hard, no one will watch.
Aha.
You want to have it so people can join in. And there's very, very little for teenagers on Irish TV. Almost nothing.
So, Dara, you're a scientist as well as the Menace on The Chase. So I suppose you've applied your analytical mind to what makes a good quiz, have you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Go on.
We talk about this a lot.
Yeah. Right, go on.
Well, it has to be accessible. So the questions have to be set right. For your audience.
Yeah.
You know, like Mastermind and University Challenge is a very different audience to what Blackboard Jungle or The Chase would be.
Yes. Yeah.
But they have to be accessible. It has to be a bit of fun. You know, you have to have the right kind of presenter. And it also helps, kind of like sport. If it's a walkover, if a team wins a football match by 20 points, it's boring. But if it's a close game, if there's a bit of jeopardy in there, if there's some sort of potential for a team to collapse or to lose, or a bit of excitement in there. So the format has to supply those.
But
in general, people really like a trivia quiz. You're doing one in a minute on the show, and people tune in. They like
it. They do, and I meet people. It's odd, because the thing that people most talk to me about is on the radio is the quiz. And then only I was down in Waterford on holidays, and I was in Tremor and the hurdy-gurdies, and a guy came up with his two children and said, "How are you?" Can't remember his name, because it was all happened very quickly. But he was there with his two kids, and he says, "I was on Blackboard Jungle, blah, blah, blah." And then inevitably you talk, how far did you get? What was the prize? Was it a dictionary or a Walkman or whatever, a hoodie? but you know, there are thousands of people, hundreds of people all over the country who've been through the Blackboard Jungle system. And of course, that might be a part of it. You could do, that would be an offshoot of it. You could do... reunite the teams from the 90s back, get their stories. That'd be a good thing. Maybe you could do that part of it, and I do the, or maybe we could swap or something. Or maybe you could be the guy in the corner who just checks all the questions. And
I could be the sidekick. I'd do even less work and still get paid. It'd be brilliant.
I think it
doesn't. No, you know, there's plenty of other options. Ireland doesn't have enough quizzes. I think we should do an All Ireland quiz.
Yes,
where you have a team from every county.
Brilliant.
And you play it out like a World Cup or a championship format.
Well, during COVID, we did that on the radio, so it was individuals. Yeah. But we started with the 32 counties, and then that, which is a great number for a quiz. Because then you're down to 16, then you're down to 8, then you're down to 4, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you have a winner, and a guy from Tralee made us a little trophy, perpetual trophy, carved out of wood, which was lovely. I don't understand. We'll have to get somebody, you're right, we'll have to get somebody in front of me here, and we'll quiz them. I'll get you back on, and you can ask them the questions as well. Why don't we have more quizzes on the telly? Because as a nation, we love them.
Yeah, we do. We had Ireland's Smartest, and people tuned into it.
Yes.
And it just seems that's it in the last, whatever, 5 years.
Yeah.
It's been nothing.
Bring back Know Your Sport as well, says Tom.
Yeah, where in the world? There used to be loads.
Yeah, yeah. Rapid Roulette. That was another one. Yeah. Remember that? Murphy's Microquism. The list goes on and on and on. What's your favourite?
There was a big...
Apart from Blackboard Jungle, what's your favourite quiz of all time, Dara?
I work for one of them, so yeah, I kind of have to say The Chase.
But, well, right, excluding Blackboard Jungle and The Chase, what's your?
I think if we're going old school, the one that I have the best memories of is Going for Gold with the brilliant Henry Kelly.
Yes, yes, the late Henry Kelly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that was on at lunchtime. You're probably home.
Yeah, and it had people from different nations. I was home from school for lunch, and I used to watch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Brilliant, brilliant. Okay, this isn't going to end here, Dara.
Let's start a group. Get the listeners on board. A pressure group into Parliament.
When are you back? When are you shooting again?
Oh, we're not shooting again until October, so we have a few months off. But tonight I'm hosting a charity quiz in Maynooth. It's all sold out, though, unfortunately.
Right,
so
right.
No, there's no tickets left, but I'm hosting a charity quiz tonight.
And have you got a road show as well, a sort of a road show?
I do, yeah. I'll be coming on tour to do a quiz tour in the new year. The dates haven't been decided yet. We're still contacting venues, but that'll be coming in February kind of time.
Great, okay. Great talking to you, Dara. Mind yourself.
See you.
Bye.
Thanks for having me on.
Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE.